Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, and today I want to talk a little bit about prayer. Prayer in particular as it is defined by Thérèse Lisieux, one of the great Carmelite saints, and she has this to say about prayer. She wrote that prayer is a cry of gratitude and love in the midst of trial as well as in joy. And recently I've been thinking a lot about one of the greatest burdens that people have as it really relates to reforming their life. You know, we're in the season of Lent, and there's this great call to repent and to change one's life and to believe in the gospel, Mark chapter 1, verse 15. And I think one of the things that really keeps people from this reform of changing their lives is that we are a forgetful people. Notice I say we, because I think we are all responsible for this at one level or another in our life, that we forget about the love of God in our life, that at every moment of every day, God loves us. Not because of what we're doing in that moment, not because of what we've done or what we will ever do, simply because of who we are. We are His beloved children. So when we pray, when we open up ourselves to the relationship with our loving God, it is with a cry of gratitude and love. In essence, thanksgiving. Whether we are in good times or in bad times. And that's a tall order. But if we can allow our prayer lives, when we're being mentally focused, for lack of a better word, on reforming our lives now during Lent, and set up an idea that when we pray, we are crying out in thanksgiving with a sense of gratitude and love in the midst of any great suffering we're going on right now, whether it's in relationship to our Lenten fast or some other aspect in our life, or whether we're in a moment of great joy, that we are called to give thanks to our God who loves us. And if we can remember to incorporate little acts of thanksgiving in our life, a minute a day, a moment a day, this time before maybe we start a new task at work, or maybe as we just stop for a second when we arrive to school, we just say, thank you, Jesus, for this moment. To keep our mind, to strengthen our mind, to sharpen our mind so we don't forget the love of God like the prodigal son forgot when he demanded his inheritance, when he went and squandered it, and etc. Forgetfulness. And there's not a malice behind forgetfulness. Because if there was a malice, we wouldn't really be forgetting. It's just an absent-mindedness. We get so engulfed within ourselves and everything that's going along in our own lives. It's these little hints of pride that sort of have their little hooks in us that can really keep our mind simply settling along the things that are before us and in front of us. As we see as the rich man who is focused on the things at his banquet table and not seeing the needs of the poor man Lazarus at his door. Now, I've already hinted at little ways you can do this. First off, remember, your prayer is just not about simply asking stuff from God. And your prayer life shouldn't just simply be about sitting in a place in silence, even though as a Carmelite, that's a fundamental aspect. Our prayer life must always be shaped by this attitude of gratitude founded on the love that God has already poured forth upon us. So incorporating prayers of thanksgiving. So if you're not praying in thanks before your meal with your family, start it. I'm serious. Start it. Help your children to know the need to give thanks when they receive something, particularly as it relates to maybe their physical being and being given food and etc. When they're given a new gift, before they can go and play with their gifts, say, let's take a moment and just stop and thank God for this moment. When you're about ready to do something, maybe with your girlfriend or your spouse or your boyfriend or your husband or whatever the relationship might be, stop and say, thank you, Jesus, for this moment. Because God is with you in that moment, whether you realize it or not. And that's one of the insidious things about pride. We keep our eye at the center of things. And if our eye stays at the center of the things in our life, they're going to easily crumble and fall apart on us. And by incorporating concrete acts of thanksgiving, allowing our prayer lives to not just be a moment of intercession or a moment of silence, but also a period of thanksgiving, we can begin to realize that at every moment of every day, our lives and what we're going through is made possible because we were first loved by God. That's why Teresa Lisieux tells us that prayer is a cry of gratitude and love in the midst of trial as well as in joy. And at times it can be a lot harder to remember God's presence in the moment of joy. And that's why we need to work on shaping the necessary habits of thanksgiving. So no matter what's going on, our hearts are always able to perceive the Lord in that moment. Thank you for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to allow your heart to see His loving presence in your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.